The other thing that has to be said was that the payment of taxes was seen almost universally as socially degrading. Avoiding taxes has become a national pastime in France over the course of decades down to the 1990s. But payment of taxes was seen as socially degrading. This is one of the ways in which aristocratic ideas about taxes permeated the society as a whole, the idea that this was something that one only did when one was too poor or was too lacking in influence to be able to avoid it. Basically, only the peasants paid. Hence, revenue always was short, and the deficit continued to grow. The government couldn't default. Louis XIV had tried this much earlier, because now loans were owed to economically powerful bankers and merchants, and this would seem as would only exacerbate the economic problems for monarchy. Attempts to establish some form of enlightened tax system in 1748 had been blocked by the so-called parlements. This is spelled like parliament in English, roughly, but it was not a representative body in the sense of a parliament at all, but rather regional law courts, which claimed the right to remonstrance, that is, the right to object to royal edicts. The parlements were dominated by aristocracy, and although they tended to speak, once again, as aristocracy frequently did, in universalist terms, that is, that they were speaking to restrain the abuses of power on the part of monarchy, they were really very effective institutions to articulate aristocratic interests. The attempt to establish a centralized tax system ended when Louis XVI recalled the old parlements, fearing unrest in 1774. Still, efforts resumed between 1774 and 1776, so desperate was the monarchy, only to be blocked again by the parlements, by regional estates, and by the church. What one found was a consensus virtually across society that somehow reforming the tax system sounded very dangerous, although in the abstract, virtually everyone could agree that the state was bankrupt and something needed to be done. On the other hand, any fooling with the tax code, the peasants were afraid would only increase taxation for them, aristocrats were afraid of their privileges being eroded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The wealthy merchants afraid that for the first time they too would find their sources of revenue tapped by the state. As a consequence, there was really no possibility for the monarchy. As Louis XVI persisted in putting pressure on traditionally privileged groups, sources of friction arose that would ultimately trigger the outbreak of revolution in 1789. If one turns to what might be called the social basis of political unrest in the last half of the 18th century, one has to begin with the aristocracy. Aristocracy would play a pivotal role in the events of the spring and summer of 1789, the calling of the Estates General, which really would mark the beginning of the revolution. Aristocracy in France was, as we have seen, increasingly disaffected with the monarchy, with its efforts to revise the tax code, and also increasingly disappointed, disaffected with their own position within the state and society. As the 18th century progressed, as more and more wealth was being generated by commerce, by manufacturing, and that wealth was being largely monopolized by elements of this middle rank of society, the economic base of aristocracy appeared to be in relative decline. Indeed, it was. Money was moving from agriculture into more lucrative forms of economic endeavor. The rise of the great merchant families and bourgeois wealth was a source of tremendous resentment, particularly, and here the aristocrats found themselves caught in the horns of a social dilemma largely of their own making. On the one hand, they could see very, very clearly where there were real opportunities for economic gain, and yet they were restrained from fully exploiting those possibilities because of the social strictures against aristocratic involvement with commerce or with manufacturing. As a consequence, they found themselves increasingly sealed off by tradition from new sources of wealth in the emerging capitalist economy of France. In addition, complicating the situation for them and exacerbating it in a way, was that a great deal of estate land, aristocratic land, had actually been alienated. That is, it had been sold off, sold to socially ambitious merchants